Previously on Prison Break.
Hey, yo, we headed out, man.
Good luck.
I hope you find the girl, buddy.
Baby, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, well, Hector says that you can serve your full sentence.
What are you doing here? Where's Monte Cruz?
She's with me now.
What's this I hear about you coming home soon? You're not getting your daughter's hopes up, are you?
Sit down. Your man is coming home this week.
We can make it to the courthouse on foot from here.
You don't understand. Everything is in that car.
I've been clean for 18 months now. I want to help people get from where I've been to where I am.
You're right. I should never have gotten you involved in this.
I just need to know what Michael Schofield wanted from you in exchange for the green card.
Carolyn, I've been doing this for 15 years,
and it's never been about anything other than you, your family, and most importantly, this country.
Now I need to know who I'm working for here.
You are working for me.
Are you aware of any arrangements Officer Bellick had with any inmate regarding Prison Industries?
Yeah, he sold it to Zena Bruzzi.
Officer Brad Bellick.
He terminated effective immediately.
They just announced the rewards on the TV.
How much?
$100,000 apiece.
Money just outside of Tubular.
I got the man!
You're
on the wall! Drop!
Get men to know the area hospitals, wherever they are. One of them's bleeding good.
We gotta move.
I can't.
Put in all that work, break out of prison, only to end up dead at the bottom of a ditch. Kind of sad, really. So which one of them was it?
We got a blanket on all the hospitals.
The clinics?
They got Band-Aids and Bactine, we got a body in there. The brothers come in for medical. They're getting in a van on the way back to Fox River.
Anything break on the other six?
Eyes and ears on the Fallies. So far, no hits. Maybe just laying low.
What's the hardest thing in the world for a con to do?
Nothing.
Two things in life are certain, is it?
Lang.
Death, taxes, and the fact that a man on the run will make a mistake sometime in the first 72 hours. Needing distance, he'll steal a car. Needing money, he'll rob a store. Needing help, he'll trust someone that he shouldn't. And when he does, he will leave behind the crumbs that will take us right to him.
I need your help.
Michael, what are you doing?
Cayenne pepper.
What?
In your kitchen. Do you have any?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to need some rubbing alcohol, some towels, and painkillers. Whatever you got.
And some booze.
Please. Easy.
Fine, let's just keep moving.
We keep moving. That leg keeps bleeding. The leg keeps bleeding. And we're not getting out of Illinois. This is gonna hurt. That's good. This was soon capillaries.
Michael, you should not have come here. The police have been here asking questions.
We didn't have a choice.
Listen, you know I'm thankful for the help of the green card, but I just don't want to get involved.
It wasn't part of our deal. I know. I'm sorry. There's nowhere else to go.
When I saw you on the news, I was worried. I just hoped you'd cross the border by now.
So did I. Keep giving him these. See if you can find him some clean clothes. I gotta go back and get our car.
Get the car. We can get another.
I don't need a car. I need that car.
Why?
Because in that car is everything we need to disappear.
Here we go, boss. One of the Blues hauled in a vagrant a couple hours ago. Seems the man was in possession of an item or two that didn't exactly belong to him.
Looks like we got our first mistake.
You got any of that oriental jerky?
Excuse me?
Teriyaki flavor.
No.
You got any in the back?
Let me check.
And give me a bottle of that early times while you're back there, Junior.
Feel free to earn your paycheck today.
Watch the store. I'll be right back.
How goes it, Roy?
Roy, I could have done without the need of the jump.
You bit me, Brad. Like a little girl, you bit me.
Well, you had it coming.
Yeah, it probably did.
You know, it's crazy us taking it out on each other and how things turned out. You want someone to blame? How about those convicts staring up at us from the papers every morning? They took my job, my pension, my dignity. When they went over that wall, they took all of it right along with them. Everything I worked for my whole life.
You see that reward they got? Those asshats are worth more dead than you and I are alive.
Not for long.
What do you mean?
I mean, somebody's gonna get that money. Might as well be me.
You know, a job like that might go a little smoother with an extra pair of hands.
You really think I'm gonna split that reward with you?
I'm just saying, you're running those brothers, two of them, one of you. You might find yourself wishing for a good wingman.
Let's get it done, Mike.
How you doing?
Can I help you?
Yeah, I hope so, Chuck. I think you may have towed my car.
What did it look like?
What did it look like? The car you stole the backpack from. What did it look like?
I don't know, man. Maybe it was gray.
It's gray Accord.
License number?
Look, man, that's all I know. It wasn't after the car. Thought the bag had some clothes in it.
Do you remember where the car was parked?
Where'd you park it?
Corner of Hancock and 15th.
I don't know. Maybe around 15th somewhere. But it ain't gonna be there anymore.
What do you mean?
That's the reason I didn't get to grab anything else. The tow truck rolled up.
Already on it.
Okay. It's gonna be $60 for the tow, $24 for the overnight. All right. I'll be right back with your vehicle. Shouldn't take but a few minutes.
Hello.
Petey, it's Sucre.
As in Fernando Sucre?
Is there another one?
I hope not.
But my boy Sucre would not be calling me on the telephone, thereby making me an accessory to his dumbass escape, man.
I'm sorry, bro. I just need you to get a hold of Marty Cruz.
I can't call her cell
because the feds will be all over the place.
Homie, listen, man.
You have got to forget about that girl.
If I could forget about her, pendejo, I'd still be at Fox River sitting in cell 40 on your old bunk.
Yeah, well,
I hope you're holding on to something tight, because I'm about to break it down for you, brother. She's getting married to Hector. On Saturday.
What day is today?
Thursday, bro.
Sorry, mate.
All right. You gotta get it to your place. Tonight.
But hang on.
I got one last shot to make it change your mind, dude. Just find a way to get it there, okay?
Wait, Sugita, hang on, man.
About the broken window.
Yeah, we got a disclaimer posted right there on the wall. Says,
I don't care about the broken window, Chuck. I had a backpack inside.
Not when we got it. That's some paperwork for you to fill out.
Look familiar. Yeah, you were the attending when I first started here.
Sure. Would one of you mind calling me a cab, please?
I don't think so. Look, Dr. Tancredi, I just want to say good luck.
Sarah Tancredi, I'm sorry. You have the right to remain silent.
Please place your hands behind your back.
If you have any questions, I'm happy to come.
Miss Tancredi, out of respect for your father, I want to ask you again. I'm sure he'd prefer that this went without incident.
You have the right to speak to an attorney before you speak to the police. Anything you say may be used against you in a court of law. And to have an attorney present during questioning now or in the future.
Caroline, I'm taking her in. Of course, I'll keep an eye on her.
All you gotta do, sign here at the bottom. You'll be on your way. Excuse me, please. Brewster's Towing.
This is Agent Mahone with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Who am I speaking with?
Chuck.
Okay, Chuck, I want to alert you to a possible situation. Are you listening to me, Chuck?
An individual may be coming there to inquire about a vehicle, a gray Accord, probably with a busted rear window.
Has anyone come by looking for a vehicle that matches that description?
Yes, sir.
When?
Chuck.
Can you tell me when he was there?
Right now?
Brewster's Towing. Schofield's there. Chuck,
all units
stall
him.
Got Schofield on the way.
VIP at Brewster's Towing.
Let him leave, okay?
My supervisor, I gotta get clearance before I can release the car.
Chuck, you there? Hey, Chuck.
Come on,
Chuck, you still with me?
Yeah, that vehicle might not be here when you get here. You need to send somebody now.
Do not let him leave!
Oh, he got the keys.
Where the hell are those units?
Still 6 or 7 minutes out, sir.
We got the chatter.
It's Franklin. He's at a payphone downtown. State number 2.
That's a crash.
I know, baby. Just let me explain, all right?
Were you ever even in the military?
I served my country, and my country served me up. All right? Now look, I wish I could lay this all out for you right here, right now. Just know, baby, I am sorry, and I love you. And when the time comes, I will explain everything.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't turn you in right now.
You know what? I'll give you 3. Me, you, and that beautiful little girl of ours. Baby, look. I got a plan. I got a plan that is going to get us some money. Where you and I, and baby, nobody can ever find us or bother us again.
You gotta trust me. That's all I need is the opportunity for you to hear me out. All right?
All right.
All right, listen. Has anybody tried to contact you about me?
No.
Okay, that's good. That's good. In the Rainbow Room.
Restaurant, New York City.
Do you remember that beautiful spot where we took that picture? The one by the window?
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be waiting in that spot 1 week from now. And that's all that I want. In this whole world, it's for my two girls to be waiting there for me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Look, I gotta go.
Baby, I just want to know, are you going to be there?
I don't know.
But you know me.
Do I?
Yes.
5 miles.
All of the field office in Manhattan have sent Franklin's picture to every employee at the Rainbow Room.
You go have a chat with his wife, woman to woman. Ask her why she never once visited her husband in Fox River. Pretend you don't know the answer. Their relationship is fragile. We keep tapping on the cracks and she's going to break.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the assignment.
Blaine, I don't need gratitude. I need leads, answers, progress. Anybody that can't deliver that, just don't even unpack. Clear?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wheeler.
Stand by.
Stay on Schofield. I want the license plate number of that Accord. I want you to get it out on the wire.
Yeah.
Now.
I'll call you back. What's going on?
Apparently, I wasn't the only one looking for this car.
Great. Let's get out of here.
I'm sorry I had to involve you in this. I mean, any more than I already have.
Good luck.
To you too. So, I'll see you.
I hope so.
Toward the money, toward LJ. Just got one more stop to make.
What for?
You trust me?
Of course I trust you, Brad. It's just if anybody finds out about this, I
won't.
Dumpty climbed up a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Look, I already told the feds I don't know anything, okay?
Those suits with pedicures and penny loafers, why would you? They have rules to follow, codes of conduct. They got jobs to protect. But me, on the other hand.
Come on, boss. I swear, those guys didn't let me in on any plans.
And you're telling me that in all your little powwows in the yard, they never once mentioned what they were going to do once they went over that wall.
That's right.
No. I may not work here anymore, Biggins. But I still got influence of people who do. People who will do whatever I ask them to. To whoever I ask them to. And, good man. Let's just say there's some filthy individuals who might enjoy a celly with womanly attributes. Are you gonna tell me everything you know about where those convicts are headed? And I'm gonna throw your fat ass to the wolves.
Okay, thanks. Stake number 3. Someone reported seeing a man matching Fernando Sucre's description stealing a car.
Where?
Defiance.
Ohio.
Someone's going down today.
I know, Mommy. I know.
Sarah, I paid your bail.
You took your time.
I'm the governor. I do have things.
Go to hell, Dad.
You keep this up. This may be the only place I'll be able to see you.
Do you even want to hear my side of things?
Not particularly, Sarah, no. Especially when I have no idea whose side you're on. But I do know this. Somebody is going to go down because of what happened at Fox River. And it would be in both of our best interests if that someone was not you. But to ensure this, certain steps need to be taken. One, you should go to a daily recovery meeting. Two, you need to go before a judge and plead not guilty. And three, you need to tell the DOC everything you know about how that prison was being run. And that warden, Pope, how he was granting favors to Schofield because Schofield helped him with his personal projects, thereby exposing him to certain restricted areas where he may have been able to obtain a key to the infirmary.
I can't do that.
Oh, yes, you can, Sarah. You can do that, and you will.
I did it, Dad. I left the door open, me and no one else.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true. Sarah. Just do what you're told. Otherwise, there will be consequences that will affect us all. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir.
Good. In 1 week, I will be appointed the new Vice President of the United States. There will be a ceremony. You will be invited. You will not attend. Bye, Sarah.
Let's put some music on.
We got no radio.
Man, it's quiet out here. Inside, it was always noise, you know. Someone yelling, guards making rounds. Kind of got used to it.
You're right. We should go back.
The Tets. They weren't just forgetting how, were they?
Breaking out was just the beginning. Now it gets a little more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Because me being strapped to the electric chair wasn't interesting enough.
All I'm saying is inside we had the element of surprise. No one knew what we were planning. There's something about this guy. The one in the elevator. It's like he knows where we're going, what we're thinking. If that's true, it's just a matter of time before he finds out about the money in Utah. Bolshoi booze our way into Mexico. Everything.
You ready for this? Make the call.
Please leave a message.
Hey. It's me. I've got Link. We're on our way there.
If for some reason you can't make it, call me back at 917-454.
Just got this from surveillance. You remember that voicemail Schofield prepaid for when he went out to prison?
Yeah.
Someone just left a message on it. Schofield. Something about a meeting. It sounded like he was waiting for someone else to check the message and then call him back.
This prefix, that's a cell phone number, as long as it's turned on.
We can track exactly where he is.
there a problem, officer?
You know why I pulled you over today, sir?
Speeding?
You see your license and registration, please.
The thing is, I lost my wallet.
Well, I guess your registration will have to do just fine. So, this is your car, Mrs. Miller?
Mrs. Miller's my wife. I'm Mr. Miller.
Well, your tags are expired. Be right back. Did he sing?
Like a fat, sweaty bird.
Hey, sweet pea.
Daddy!
Oh, look at you, it's okay. Would you do me a favor? Grab a piece of chalk and draw Daddy a picture on the ground, okay?
So how you feeling, huh?
You keeping your appetite up?
Sort of. I guess.
It's good. That's real good. Oh, God, it's so good to see you, baby girl. Do you understand what Daddy is going through right now?
Sort of. But the kids at school have been saying stuff.
And what have they been saying?
They're saying you're on TV because you're a bad man.
And what do you think?
I think I were someplace, and they wouldn't let me even see you. I wouldn't see what they said either.
You know what? We are going to be together real soon. I promise you. But Daddy needs you to do him a favor. I need you to get a message to Mommy, okay?
Okay.
Now, I need you to tell her if she understood what I told her and if she is willing to trust Daddy, that she needs to turn on the porch light at 7 o'clock, okay? Can you remember that? That's a good girl.
Dee Dee, stay away from the gate, honey.
Daddy gotta get going, okay, sweetie?
I love you, Daddy.
I love you too, baby.
There.
It's not much further now.
Okay, they move off the interstate, heading north on Route 38.
Talk to me.
Where?
There's a patrolman who thinks he has Fernando Sucre pulled over outside of Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Get in touch with the local dispatch. Make it clear that we want this man in custody, not in a body bag. Dead men can't tell us where their friends are. Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
Take care.
I'll receive the call.
I will.
Mr. Miller? I'm going to have to ask you to place your arms outside the vehicle, please. Miller, I need to see some hands. Sam?
Nope. Able to get your message.
They've stopped. A couple of miles up ahead, just snucking up there. What are they waiting on?
More pool.
Scan will have about 30 seconds before it reaches 103.7.
Then she blows.
That's right. Ready?
Yeah.
Music's not changing. Something's wrong.
What?
I don't know. We're gonna need that explosion. He's here. He's here. The radio must have jammed. We're going to have to set it off manually.
Talk to blow any stuff in there.
The feds are going to be here in about 2 minutes. If it doesn't look like we're dead, we will be. Rock, paper, scissors. Mike.
It's my turn. Better pray for reception.
Coming in.
many stations between 102.1 and 103.7?
Way out here?
Just one, probably.
Man.
No, 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 Petey. You look.
I haven't slept in 72 hours. I've seen a man's hand get chopped off. I've been shot at, dug up a grave, stolen a car, jumped on a freaking train. So please, just tell me what you need.
Hey, Fernando. Slow down, man. I was trying to tell you, but you hung up the phone, man. The wedding is in Vegas.
The city?
Yeah. And they left a few hours ago, bro. Wait, no. Come on, man. Hey, Fernando. It's pristine, man. It's just...
It's gonna be back to you in one piece.
And I can go back to the part where I said no.
I wish I had another choice.
You do have a choice. Come on, man. It's a 1952 Ural motorbike, bro. If you so much as scratch it...
I'm scratching. I promise. You're still over my life, bro. I gotta do something.
You look like hell, bro.
Been through hell, Poppy. Now, just gotta get to Vegas.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I, over the years, I've worked with more than a few people who had a history of addiction. And I would tell them that I could understand what they were going through because I used to be just like them. I used to be an addict too. And I think that what's becoming clear to me is that the reason I understood them is because I am like them. I never used to be an addict. Hi, my name is Sarah, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, my name's Lance, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Lance.
I guess a lot of what Sarah just said resonates with me and what I'm going through.
Put in all that work, break out of prison, only to end up dead at the bottom of a ditch. Kind of sad, really. So which one of them was it?
Shells.
Shells?
Schofield. Might be Schofield.
Probably going to find his brother in there, too.
Oscar Shells is this guy Mahone tracked for a while. Nasty little bottom feeder, you know the type. He's still in the wind.
Can't get them all, right?
I should have a pretty clear path to Utah now. They'll turn their attention to the other guys, which means we'll be off their radar for a while.
They're gonna get the lab results back from the accident.
We'll be in Mexico by then.
Provided the transport comes through.
In the Rainbow Room.
Do you remember that beautiful spot where we took that picture? The one by the window? I am going to be waiting there, in that spot, 1 week from now.
Sleeping okay?
Yeah, like a baby.
Good. So you said you had some information you wanted to tell me about your husband?
Looks like I owe you another one.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, once we get to Mexico, I'll send you $10,000, like I promised. Plus another $3,000 for the car.
Are you meeting up with her? The doctor?
Sarah? Yeah. I don't know.
We should get moving. Next town's a few miles away.
That's fine. I can get your bus from there.
Thanks again, Mika.
Take his right turn.